All right, so let's start out with tonight's agenda. First thing we have is minutes will be accepted from the September 6, 2022 monthly meeting and the September 21st, 2020 committee meeting. So we need a motion.
Motion
by Patrick.
Second.
Seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye. Okay.
Those against? Motion so carried. Tonight we have no resolutions. Correspondence.
We have to do one.
Yeah, we can come back to that, but it wasn't on the agenda as of earlier. Anyway, training, correspondence, we had training registration for the DEC and the Greene County Soil and Water for FEMA flood maps, determinations letter of map changes scheduled December 14, 2022 from 1 o'clock to 3 p.m. Copies of the Greene County resolutions. Next one we have is a copy of resolutions of awards, bids for races, used in snow and ice control, authorizing assessment rule related to the material chargeback. Catskill share was $289.07. Letter from the Greene County legislators requesting two certified copies of the 2023 budget by November 21st. Letter from the associations of towns for our membership dues. And everybody's got those that need the New York State notice of action. Added a 30-mile-an-hour on Woodstock Avenue between Route 32A and south of Malden Avenue. So that's what we had in correspondence. Continuing business, again, we have ARPA money that's $100,000, which went to every town in Greene County, and for the most part, town of Catskill is going to use as much of that money, if not all of that money, at our senior center for upgrades, flooring, and such like that. So one item that we want to discuss tonight is an electric light board purchase, where it's a whiteboard, maybe more than a light board, but it's more for presentations, and I believe they can do movies, and it'll be good for, the village will be able to use, this item as well. They need presentations at their meetings, planning boards, zoning boards, town boards, so it's a nice addition for the seniors and also for the community. You want to talk to that, Jared, at all?
I just, in your email from Liz, the quote is in there for it. I'm requesting a motion to move forward with the purchase of the electronic board for $7,631.18 and then the resolution sent to Greene County for reimbursement.
Any discussion on that, or need a second?
Seconded
by Patrick. Any further discussion needed, or everybody kind of know where we are with this?
Do you have another quote here?
There was only one company that was provided to me from the county. They already had all the quotes the county had sent it to me.
Right, there were two options there. One was a slightly smaller board, but this is a pretty
good. This is hard to read. What is it?
What do you need to know for?
What's the size of it?
It looks like it's 85 or 86 inch, so it's, it's quite large. And I believe it's like, this is what we say this morning, like 42 inches high, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Something of
that. Correct. Yeah. 41.
So mm-hmm. It would almost fill up. I mean, 72 inches is 6 feet, so it's like 6.5 feet. I think 6 would be 6
this goes
seven,
on.
7 feet.
It was on a stand, it doesn't mount to the wall?
No, it's on a stand with wheels, so you can move from the kitchen, from like I said, different rooms, depending on where the presentations are.
More information on
that. Is it like a smart board?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a smart
it's
board.
A smart board.
You probably know more about the Wiedekus game.
It's like what the county house at the train center. I don't know if you've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Yeah.
They've got them in every room like that.
But I believe the county did look at different... different options for us, and they feel that the reliability on this one, and I believe it comes with so many.
Five-year warranty
or on-site service.
Yeah, it's a five-year warranty with on-site service for 5 years.
Let's see here. Extended option. On-site support for 5 years. That was like a $296.
Well worth it.
Yes, it is. It is. My only concern with the whole this particular item is the stand. I mean, I'm almost an advocate of putting it on the wall, but I guess we can move it around. I'm just concerned of it.
If we find out that having it mobile isn't the best option, then we can mount it on the wall.
Right.
I mean, we might end up doing it.
Right.
it's really as far as the seniors?
No, as far as like using the planning board. Using
We're buying this property for the seniors.
Right, this is voted, right, I mean, if it's there, they can use it.
But there's one that the other meetings can
use. And if the village board wants to use it, we'll just start on a rental fee.
So who knows how to use it? Does Jamie know how to use it?
I don't think anybody knows.
Well, I think that,
I mean, except
are they going?
The on-site support comes in.
So they'll teach other.
Sets it up on trains.
That's right.
It's like a lot of fun.
It's like a smart TV.
Playing.
It's basically a smart TV.
In the school districts that we should do. So what's your overall thoughts on it?
Well, I think it's great, and like I said, they could, instead of being Jeopardy, there's all kinds of games that they can do, where people would have to actually get up and push the board to, so it would be a physical activity also for our seniors. I think
well, the other thing
so
is
they have to touch the board to make this work, or, I mean, does it hook up to like a laptop or some Wi-Fi?
Well,
yeah.
Yep.
It's like
it's
a giant tablet. Right. What's nice is, like, say the yoga guy lady gets sick and doesn't show up, Jim, you can go pull.
So what's the difference between this and the 80-inch smart TV?
This is
a lot.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah, this is...
This is
way more than a smart TV can do.
And they can watch movies, right? You can
well, like, so the yoga lady doesn't get sick. I can watch movies on an 80-inch TV and only spend $1,500. I'm just asking. Yes. I mean, so we're not spending it. So.
They're using that board, and we'll basically the teachers will go into the classroom. We can go up to it and use it like a chalkboard.
Yeah.
We can, like, use our fingers to write on it or to play games on it. But it also is like a smart TV where we can Bluetooth our devices to it. So it's a lot different than a smart TV. Because a smart TV, you have to like plug it into it or, you know,
sure.
Have your internet to plug in to get into it. This is just like it goes through your devices or.
Yeah, so the connectivity on it, you know, thanks for helping me out with it a little bit too. I appreciate it. So it's Wi-Fi?
It's Wi-Fi.
Or you have
Wi-Fi or it's Bluetooth.
Oh,
or,
so.
Right.
Or
so we
got. Cat5.
Do we have like an Ethernet cord possibly to
be? A lot better Wi-Fi up there.
So you heard you say they're on stands. What do you think the stability?
The stands are really sturdy. I mean, the teacher sometimes walks around and checks all the cords because they're really big, right? But because we're moving them around in the classroom. But this is stationary. No, these are perfect to do.
Internet. So you don't see them as a something
that
would tip over and break these.
No. The stands are really sturdy.
Somebody have to really
the only thing that we just mentioned that we just got to be careful is if you're the boards.
Professors, you know, they're always walking around the whole classroom and they're moving it as they're talking, so the cord will move with it, you know what I mean? But it's something like this in senior center, I'm sure people will be diligent to have the cords behind, you know, like,
okay.
Yeah, I don't see that as being a problem, but.
How much
was the price on that?
77,631.18.
That includes the $5.95 for 5 year.
Okay. And that's the stand. And the stand on the stand is also $296.
Okay.
With everything, and then it's got the support. That's in, you know, that's another. That's not that bad. That's only like close to $300, $296.
Yeah.
The
stand
support is really good.
$600.
Can't you know somebody shows up anyway?
I don't know the price, but I think it's a good investment.
Yeah, I'm just. I mean,
no. No, it's great to have a discussion. We learn more about it. You know,
not against it. I'm just,
well, we need
to know. You know, again, you can go buy an 80-90
TV
right, now.
The price tag, but
right.
The capabilities of this device is.
No, it's going to be phenomenal, especially as people learn how to use it correctly.
Yeah.
I mean, that, and that's the big thing is what you want it. Again, I mean, you worked on this. So are they difficult or are they pretty easy to get up?
I have not worked on
them.
My teachers worked on them.
They're not.
But it's good, I mean, as long as...
You need to have the training.
You have to have training, so I think it, once it's
no,
purchased, I think it should be an authorized
user.
Yeah.
Use it
so it's not, if it's a free-for-all, you know what I mean? It's, and that's on, you'd have it at our center for other meetings.
Right.
I mean, we're at the town, and, you know, our generosity is because it's our community, but I don't know what goes on. We don't have a town.
Do you need a special stylus to use on this?
Or no.
So you can use your finger.
You can make it any color you want.
Yep, you can. A palette, you touch a little spot in the corner, and a palette shows up. You can pick a color, design, shapes, everything.
That's good. So is it good for it? I think we should do that.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, I just, the one thing that I was questioning was the price, because IUMC professional grade light boards are available from $3,000 to $15,000. And I'm just like, well, that's a pretty big price, but we have the 5-year warranty, which isn't necessary if you're going to have it in this setting.
And the tech support.
So,
yes, I was it best. Promethean or something of that nature, the manufacturer.
Promethean.
Oh, yeah, Promethean.
Promethean. So, I mean, and we've got recommendations on the product. If you're spending, sometimes it's better to spend a couple of dollars more and have something that's going to last.
Of course.
Than having the low entry level.
And this is great for 50,000 LED hours on the street. So.
We have a lot of, you could probably play the pool on it. Just kidding.
You're getting a little carried away.
All right, so we got a motion on the floor. We Jared seconded by Patrick. You ready to move forward? All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carry, so we can have a resolution sent to the county. And upon that, we can order the board and move on to that. So I learned a little bit about people. I mean, I've been studying a little, just a little. And then while we're on the senior center, we'll just talk briefly the flooring. We were able to find under state contract. I think that's a much easier way for us to handle because they have resellers or sale of the flooring products themselves from like as many Mohawk and Short. So there's a lot of flooring options available and the installers.
So the company that's from Town Hall, they can piggyback and do another quote to do it. Senior center
for flooring.
Well, I'm sure they've done flooring in these buildings. They've already.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And we're already signed a contract with them.
I think we're good with these because this is what these guys do. You know what I mean? Because then they're gonna. I mean, we can price it with them if they do flooring. I can ask, but
it's not a bad idea.
Because they're on a state contract.
Yeah. Right, and this is state contract too.
Yeah.
I mean, this is.
So always mean it's the lowest.
Because they have, when I was.
Well, you buy the material in state contract and then you get a state contract as well.
Right. And really have their pricing is not really so I'll tell you how much. What was nice about it, though, just looking at, I did quite a bit of work on it the other day. It's like the scope of work, you know, how much they charge to do leveling, how much it is to put a per foot of cove on it. So, I mean, it's kind of really spells the job out a lot better. So that was helpful, and it gives you different prices on the product. And each one has a not-to-exceed number. So some, you know, there was multiple contractors in Illinois, so we could call two or three of them and still get multiple prices within the state contract. It's not a set number. But I think the big thing that we really, once we get going, maybe we can have somebody else come up there and at least look at these floorings together. Because I think that's the biggest challenge that we have is what type of flooring we need to have up there. Because the pricing of flooring, and that's we've gotten some estimates already, and there's quite a huge, there is a
variance,
square foot of some products.
It's compared to buying it from Home Depot or going to the flooring company at home.
And some of the Home Depot, you're getting a lower, $30,000 difference.
It's a cheaper product when you're paying for the better product.
Yeah. Right. So it's, right, so it's really, the pricing
there's
really
a huge difference in flooring.
I mean, and that's where our price differentials are coming to is on the type of product that we put down, more than that, probably anything else.
And that's the place you don't want to cheap out on the flooring. You want to buy a better flooring.
You need certain flooring there, yeah.
Right. And for tripping hazards, we want a lot of traffic. A lot of seniors are doing line dancing up there. They're doing trip yoga. There's a lot of. We want something that's going to be durable and safe. That safety is probably the most important. Then the and maybe the kitchen, I don't want to talk about.
I don't think we can afford the kitchen.
I'm not sure we should do that either because of sanitary reasons and health department, we might want to take that along.
Not to mention the kitchen floor actually looks like it's in pretty good shape. And it's covered in basalt.
But we got other estimates, that was all inclusive. But the other thing is then you look at, you got a dishwasher, you got a freezer, you got so much to work around.
Right.
There's a lot of moving of appliances to get it down.
Tiles.
Are we going to paint?
We can.
Mark, that's a good job for Mark over there.
they've done well. I mean, I don't get up there that much anymore, but they are, they have taken on quite a few little, you know, jobs here and there. That's
lots
really,
of dead trees.
That's really helped out quite a bit. Ambulance update, I was talking to George as well today. I went up to Marshall and Sterling yesterday, and I spoke early this morning to Andy from Nimer. So far, they still don't have a number, but hopefully in a few days they will. We had an ambulance that had a motor vehicle accident 3 to 4 weeks ago, probably now. So it's up there. So more than two, I can say.
I'm surprised it's taking them that long.
The reason is, though, if you have a car and you say you got a, you know, if you're, you got a two, you know, an F-250 pickup truck that's got so many miles, or they can do a lot of comps, but ambulances are hard to say, you know, this ambulance.
No, I swear the last one got told.
Yeah.
So I think they are really, and then George said there is damage to the box of the ambulance, so that,
yeah,
it's just not a chance. So
last one, they totaled the whole thing.
So, again, and yes, they know we're interested in getting it resolved, but at the same time, we want them to do their due diligence and not rush it and do the job, you know, give us good numbers. Hopefully in a day or two, they'll get back to us and we'll have a job.
Yeah, I know.
I had that, again, I spoke with George today. If you ordered it, could be to Europe, but because they don't even, the chassis are hard to come by, so until Ford gives it a VIN number, they don't even put it on a production line. Right. So the only way we may be able to find something a little sooner is if they if they got one coming through production, if it's not spoken for, we might, you know, might be, you know, advantageous for to take a look at it. But
might be, you would be better off, but I don't know if it's in the garage as a 450.
What have we got there? 350s?
No, 450
Ford
truck chassis instead of a van body. The vans are very low in production.
I mean, that's a big truck to put in now.
You said the fit, they had
the bumpers and everything else.
The guy that had the accident after he showed with us, that was a 450.
Okay. All right. So we got that. The electric board, we talked about the ambulance. Presentation of the tentative budget. Everybody got Liz, right? Everybody's got their binders.
Yes.
Today's the first day that the budgets came out, so they're on our webpage, Liz, for the public to view.
Tomorrow morning they will be.
Tomorrow morning they'll be on our webpage for people to view.
Again, it's tentative. We've got a
lot of right. I'll say this right now. It's a tentative. It's a tentative budget. I'm sure you've been around a long time, so you know how it really works. But I mean, this is kind of like the wish list from the water department heads. This is what they would love to have. You know, so do they need to have it? If it's a must, I think it's something that the town board will entertain. If it's a wish, maybe we won't entertain. So it just depends on. There's some challenges out there. We know that the, you know, cost of living is going through the roof, the energy. So we tacked on quite a different, you know, just for heating and motor fuels. Those type of things, you know, put a decent escalator in those just because we don't know where that's going to travel. And health insurance, I have a meeting tomorrow with Marshall and Sterling. That's another challenge. I mean, the state, these insurance companies, CDP, HP, MVP, originally they were in the mid-20s to high 20s, like 25, 27. The state came back and said the most that they can raise this, our type of group, was 11.5%. So we, in this budget, and that may go higher. So we, or I, and our bookkeeper, first of all, I'm going to stop there, too, before we go any further with the budget, so I don't want to forget this, but Kirsten Buley, she's our bookkeeper, and we would have these documents as they are, as neat as they are, as accurate as they are. I just can't say enough about the job that Kirsten does for us. I just really want to give her a public, you know, thank you and recognition. So here's there's a lot of work. So come to find out, so we, you know, on our say, so I said, let's do the 11.5. Come to find out, we just recently got a call from our Marshall and Sterling, which is our representative for our health insurance. The 11.5 goes across the whole board. In other words, if they have 45 plans, they can put all their 45 plans together, and the average can't go up more than 11.5%. The unfortunate news is the ones, or the two plans that the town of Catskills are currently offering their employees, we're like in the 16 to 17 on our particular plan. So we're going to have a conversation with and see if there's other viable options that still work for our employees. I want something, God forbid, there or need health insurance. I want something that's going to work for your employees. And I think for me that's a very important aspect. So it's not only just what the money is, but again, just as we talked about the board, if you want the cheapest one, but if it doesn't work and you're sick, no good. In my opinion. So that's a few highlights on the budget. And like I said, Patrick mentioned, we'll go through it. We're going to schedule up multiple meetings for budget workshops that are open to the public. And it'll either be held here, or if it's a conflict with the planning boards, then we'll have it upstairs. But again, it's open to the public to listen to see what we're going to do.
Sure.
And we'll get there enough. Okay. What else do we want to have a little discussion on? The senior center rental. I got all the information from Liz, so we do have a pretty good plan in place on what it's going to look, or should look like if we want to rent it out to others. Do we want to really limit it to nonprofits, or do we want to just rent it to seniors that want to use it for themselves?
What was the original rental agreement? I thought it was
any right now, I think it's any organization that's within the town or village of Catskill.
And I think there's even could go higher, and it can go outside. I think as an escalated price.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with, doing that. It's really about having limited resources. Monday through Friday, except for a couple of Thursdays. There's quite a bit of activity up at the senior center, because of the village. So it's very limited. Maybe Fridays, Saturdays.
I think in there too has to cover the cost of the town employee to be there.
Well, some other can. We have a fee. It doesn't really say that in there, but I think we should. I sent it in an email if you want to open all those documents.
Yeah, the only thing I saw in there that was non-refundable was the deposit.
Right. Some have a built-in custodial fee, $95. Yeah. It's a little bigger town up near Albany, but we're going to have employees at least be there when. Because they might not, and to be sure that things are going well.
I think it's a bad idea because it's a minimum of 4 hours.
Right?
Or is it a max?
I think it's 3 or so.
I think a max of four hours.
Right, max of 4 hours. It's a fairly reasonable. I think it's 75.
So you get a lot of requests for it?
Well, how it really just came up is I happened to get a request a week ago for somebody that wants to have their 80th birthday party there. So they asked if they could the center, and I said, we kind of slowed things down through COVID, so now we're going to have to reevaluate. It's not a COVID thing, but I think it's time for us to look at what do we want it to look like, and how are we going to manage it. All of them need certificate of insurances, other ones that I've been looking at, and if it's a small group, and I don't know what I'm going to talk to our town attorney possibly tomorrow. I want him to look at that contract because this other larger community that I looked at, they actually, if you don't, for a small group under 50, they'll waive the insurance rider. But then they charge them a $500 deposit. But if someone truly, that helps for
a damage.
We're
going to have an $8,000 screen in there.
Yeah.
Right. With a new pool table and everything.
So again, if we're going to really do it right and manage it according to the contract that I see, would you go to, like I happen to, because I'm a member of the Elks, and we had a class reunion in my name, I had to rent get a certificate of insurance from the local agent here, it was around $100. So if people start hearing that's $100, and then it's another $75 for us, and they need a custodian. If it's a few hundred bucks, I don't know if that would be, if they would even be as interested to have a small little party there after hours. So it's up to, I think we just got to review it as a group. Sundays, I don't know who's going to go down there. To open up as far as
I don't know. So that's for anybody other than an organization.
Right, nonprofits can use it, and right now there's a no charge for nonprofit. I think there's a $30 fee for using the kitchen, which that's a little, that's scary. Because, I mean, they used it once, and I mean, I went up there, and next thing you know, they got cans of grease on them. You know, everything, you know, I mean, it's, you can make a mess in a kitchen quick. I don't think Jamie, I mean, we don't have people to clean it up unless we have an outside service.
I don't think we have people staffed on the weekends, do we?
No.
We can't ask Jim to go there all the time.
No. I mean, we got a volunteer, that's one thing, but Jim's not going to do it all, you know, because, you know, in the summertime, he has a life, he's got a family, you know, he likes to, you know.
Well, he did it for the Boy Scouts because that's what he did.
Right, and that's a non-profit. Yeah. And I think that's a benefit to our community as a helping a nonprofit, but to have a private birthday party.
I don't think it's really a great place for that.
I think it's better to have them in fire departments and in places like that.
Oh, sorry.
Because if you do a private party, you're going to have to simply no alcohol.
Well, that's, yes, yeah, that's all in there, but then who's going to police it?
Right. I'm not for it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think there's so many other places to hold a party.
I'm leaning that way myself. I just wanted to get into it. And I'm 110% for nonprofit people using it.
Right, for sure.
Because that's a benefit to our community. On a private side of it.
But no, we're not in the business of a party film.
Right. So that way,
that's not what it's for. It's a meeting place. Right. That's what it is.
Okay.
And
people can enjoy it, and it's open to the seniors. There's no, you know, there's no membership during the day. Anybody and everybody that's 55 and older, you have at it.
Why don't they just have it at the seniors' birthday party?
That would want to do it as well. So if you participate at the senior center and you're 80, they're going to put a party on for you with the seniors. Maybe not with your family as much, but they're going to recognize that you know, you hit that milestone. So I think if that's the case, that we're going to need to update the. We're going to update the document and just bring it back down to nonprofits and not for private parties. And then once we get that drafted up, we'll make a motion at that point to accept the final draft. If it's not good list to do something, that's a good way to proceed. We'll wait till we get it drafted and then we'll adopt the new agreement. Okay. And another one, and the same thing in which we're on board with is already in those contracts, is like during the normal hours, everybody's inclusive down there because we, had other group that wanted to do something while others were there, and it's just like, you got to include everybody if you're going to meet during normal hours.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're a senior group that's nonprofit, if everybody's not included, then you got to have it after the hour.
Yeah, during normal hours at the senior center.
You can't, right. Exactly. I mean, we had a little ups and downs with that because some people could have been slated. So we're clarifying that as well. So, but it's good. Thanks was for sending out the documents. They were good seeing the work, what we got going on here. So, all right, so we'll work on that. So that's a senior center rental use. I think we came to a good conclusion on that. And what else have we got? Public hearing?
And your budget workshop meetings.
Budget workshop meetings. I just have my notes. So let's set up I'd like to do that on our next, we're going to have a public hearing to override the tax cap, which is advisable to associations of towns regardless, but let's do that. Let me get my calendar out. Sorry, Liz.
Yeah,
well, my Android phone, too.
That's what's taking so long. Stuff.
I couldn't get that one on the iPad. I'm an Android guy at the moment. So I'm working. So our next meeting is the 12th, so let's do it, right? This is
no, the next meeting is the 19th.
We're going to
start 19th, okay. So let's do it. Let's set up a public hearing to override the tax cap on the 19th.
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those against? Motion so carried.
What time?
What do we have? Regular time, 6:30. We'll start. We'll open up the public hearing.
We're going to have to have the budget meeting before then.
Well, not necessarily.
We're going to have the budget by November
7th. 6:30.
November 1st is your first meeting.
Right. That's what we were
Which is the Tuesday before Election Day.
Right.
Your public hearing for the budget has to be...
No, I'm saying we're going to have some workshop meetings prior to Wednesday the 19th.
Well, that you're just overriding the property tax cap.
Right, exactly. So that's, we could have done that last month.
Yeah.
To override, which was advisable by the associations of towns. Okay, let's see what looks good on everybody's calendars. Today's the 4th. I got a boring list, so I'm available most any evening, so I don't know what, I mean, Patrick's busy, he's...
I'm out of town until the 11th.
So the 6th doesn't work, right?
Not
for me. Okay, how about the 11th, does that work for you?
I'm 6th, it's only the 11th. Are you back the 11th?
I'm back, I'll be back on the 11th.
Let's do it. Does that work for everybody?
So what time do you want? 10, 11?
What time do you want to go?
6.
6 o'clock. I'm available. It doesn't matter.
You go a little earlier?
I mean, I work until 6.
Oh, that's right.
6 o'clock it is?
Yeah.
6 o'clock. And what did we say that the meeting's going to be?
Budget.
You want to eat? I mean, you want to do back to back days on the 12th? Or is not so good? It's a Wednesday.
That's, is that planning board?
Planning board is the 11th.
Okay.
We can do
so
that.
So that'll be upstairs.
I mean, we can do the 12th. What did we say? The 19th is the public hearing. And we could use that one as a one.
We can do our workshop on the 19th, too.
But yeah, we'll make one workshop on the 19th.
All right. All right. Did you decide on the 12th also?
Well, how about, so the other days, Liz and I had a little talk about it, just to throw out. So basically, we got the 12th, the 17th, and the 18th.
I can't do the 17th.
No, 17th is out.
Why are we doing 11th and 19th?
I can do the 18th.
You get the answer to 18th is
18th
one.
Is fine.
That's 3.
And the 19th.
Yeah. That's 3 budget workshops.
Yeah. What did we do last time?
So the 11th, the 18th, and the 19th.
Yeah.
You did schedule 4, but I think you were pretty buttoned up by your third one.
Same time, 6 p.m.
And then we're going to have a plan, and we're going to have a planning on a public hearing on 11-1.
So on the 19th, if your budget is prepared to go from tentative to preliminary, you can make that motion and schedule the public hearing for the final budget on November 1st. If you're prepared for that.
Do we have time for one more workshop in there if we need it after the 19th, or is that the last day we can go?
You would need to have it done by the 24th in order for time constraints for posting the public notice.
Right, the 20th or 21st.
Yeah.
What looks
better? Well, preferably the 20th.
The 20th.
Let's go for the next one on the 20th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Schedule that just in case.
Let's schedule it.
10, 20.
But I hope we can.
And we're doing the law at 6
o'clock.
6 o'clock. I mean, that's the earliest Jared you can get down here, right, everybody?
Unfortunately.
We don't have any Thursdays, days off in there.
You can do earlier on the 20th if we need to, because that's my day off.
Okay. All right, so we've got time. Okay. We need a motion to do this. We need a motion.
Motion
by Patrick.
Second.
Seconded by Jared. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion so carried. All right, so that's cool. Working still on the deed on the... I've got the final go-ahead to take over the land on the pump stations in Leeds on the Carl property. But we're close to doing that. The Greene County ID has the deed drawn up. But again, Ted wants to have another final look at it before. And I believe Ted's going to write the resolution for us, so we may be able to do that at our next workshop meeting. And contracts, we talked about that last time. October 30th. Anything else we're missing in this?
No.
Easy.
We haven't done any leads yet, correct?
Well, I talked to David Brockway. I talked to the president.
Which David Brockway did you talk to?
The one that got arrested. No. No, I shouldn't say that. No, David Brockway, he put that on Facebook. I should retract that here because that's in the meeting. But he had that on Facebook that somebody
No,
same
thing. Yeah, it was 40.
You don't ask me that I would make those comments. But, yeah. So, anyway, I've been in contact with him. David's a board director. fire department, so he's, you know, he's in the know and he's a decision maker. And I also talked to Paul Vandermark, and they had a meeting that night, and you know, I asked him, you know, let's get some fund balances, give me your estimates on your fuel. You know, I believe they still have the loan on the truck that they have. They may still have an air pack loan, but let's get a tally of what all that looks like so we can make it, you know, a fairly smooth
decision.
So they kind of know what we're asking for, but they still have to generate it for us. So in our budget, you'll see, just because it's there, I put a 5% in there. I mean, Kiskatown, they're asking for a 5%. They have commissioners, and there's different type of fire departments, Elliot. Which you, there's fire districts and there's fire protection districts. Leeds happens to be a fire protection district, so they come to the town board and we approve their budget. And in a fire protection, in a fire district, the voters go to the polls and they make the decision, and then we just put it in our budget.
Pass through for us.
Right, passes through us. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're asking for some data from Leeds, because we approve their budget. So just how they were set up back in the days. There's pros and cons to both of them. Okay, so that's where we are with Leeds. The Athens, with Athens, I got an 8% on their contract. We supply ambulance service to the town of Athens. And I don't know the number without looking up, but it's like maybe 117 or something. But it's an 8% estimate here, because they roughly get 15% of our goal line. So we kind of look at what our budget, what it costs us to operate, come up with a good number for the engineer. Is there anything we go around, any Patrick, anything you've got to add that we may have missed or we should know about? Jared?
No.
Paul? Good. Dawn? One thing I do, if anybody, tomorrow we are meeting it, they postponed it at 2:30. If somebody wants to come up and look at health insurance, it's probably a dry subject, but it's an important one. So that's roughly around 2:30 tomorrow, with the Marshall and Sterling. If they don't cancel, hopefully they got some good data. Liz, are we all set?
Yep.
Elliot, this is it. Anything you want to add to it? Motion by Jared.
Second.
Seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried.